We're joined once again, second time here in studio with Alex Korniev of Touch Support. Alex, thanks for joining us back here on Get Down to Business.
Thank you, Shlomo, for giving me this opportunity.
Fantastic. So tell us once again about Touch Support.
Touch Support is a company that specializes in designing, building, and maintaining mission-critical IT infrastructure for companies that have a lot of personal data of their clients. We do this by leveraging a lot of different cloud technologies. So that's what we do.
Fantastic. And, a few days ago, I got a call from my bank, and they said, "We're not sure, but we think that your credit card may have been won in a batch of," and they gave some outrageous number, I don't remember what it was, but tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of credit card numbers that have been, the security has been compromised. And I you can't listen to the radio these days without hearing some of those stories. Alex, is any information really secure these days?
So it's great that you asked me this question. I'm not sure what bank you're with, but there are a lot of, in the last couple of months, there are a lot of really big breaches that happen in the industry. CHS's healthcare system comes to mind as one. There was about almost 5 million personal records that were hacked and stolen. Chase Bank, another one. Target is a famous one. Home Depot, FedEx, and list goes on and on and on. What's interesting about that is that a lot of companies, one of the main reasons why this happens is because for a lot of companies, IT is kind of it's an expense. They're not really making money off of it. So to spend money on it, it becomes kind of secondary. So it's always a catch-up game, and hackers are always trying to do, always trying to get in. What we do as Touch Support is a lot of times we come in into, let's say, a bank or a healthcare organization, and what we do is by bringing their infrastructure into the cloud, that gives us that ability to centralize and provide management from one place. Another issue, I kind of want to talk a little bit about two famous examples. Again, the Target would be Target stores would be one, and CHS would be the other. In the case of Target, their POS system, point of sale systems, are all Windows based. Now, not to say anything bad about Windows. Windows is really a very good operating system, except it is inherently it's not inherently insecure. Just you have to deploy it correctly. So what happened in the case of Target? Their POS systems were not secured. If you can think of a POS system, it's literally a little computer that runs Windows. So things like USB ports, things like username, passwords, all of that needs to be managed. The hacker that did this was I believe it was a Russian 17-year-old kid that did this. He wrote this piece of code sold it for $1,700. And what the hackers did, literally, all they did, they walked in into Target stores and somehow they plugged in a USB sticks into these POS systems, at which point they were able to read every single credit card.
It's as simple as that.
Simple as that. There was nothing spectacular about this attack. So the interesting thing of this, I believe I read somewhere that the IT department of Target, or the security company that they outsourced this to, knew about us. They got the alerts, but they didn't react to them. There's a lot of examples like this where simple pieces of software that, for example, on the Touch Support side, as part of our solution, we researched a number of different providers, and we've come up we've partnered with a company that what they do is they by default disable everything. In the case of CHS, it's a very similar situation happened. I'm sure you've heard of a vulnerability called Heartbleed.
I heard about it. Yeah.
Okay. So they knew the vendors that they were using to protect themselves. Within 3 days of this of the announcement, patched it, but they didn't patch it. At which point, the hackers it's a very easy scan. They scanned it, and they were able to get in. And now, once they got in, they were able to use username passwords to get to the rest of the data.
Well, we've got just about a minute remaining, so passwords. Let's talk about that for a second.
Right, password, very important. The most common password in the world, top one or top five, is password 123.
Please. You're saying that's not good enough?
Not good enough. I actually want to piggyback something off of Connie said, and I was excited to hear this, that they teach one of the in their conference, they discuss about digital strategy. One of the most important things, please do not use the same username password that you or password that you go on Twitter or Facebook in your corporate accounts. It's easily hacked, attacked. Please don't do that.
Alex, we'll have you back on to talk more about this subject and many other technology-related subjects. We are friends at Tandem HR. Thank you for the introduction. But, Alex, if people want to contact you to ask questions and learn more about Touch Support, how can they reach you?
So my personal email is alex.k@touchsupport.com, and my cell phone number is 312-343-4678. Again, 312-343-4678.
And the website is touchsupport.com.